Hey, this is 5 Minutes with Elvin. You're listening to The Two Gentlemen of Verona by William Shakespeare. Let's recap what we've learned. The Two Gentlemen of Verona is a comedy by Shakespeare, supposedly one of his earliest plays. The story begins with two close friends, Valentine and Proteus, who live in Verona. Valentine decides to travel to Milan, and Proteus follows him. Before leaving, Proteus professes his love for Julia, telling her how much he loves her, and they exchange rings and promises of everlasting love. In Milan, Valentine falls in love with the Duke's daughter, Sylvia. Proteus follows him too, falling in love with Sylvia, forgetting about his ring and promise, forgetting Julia. Proteus even goes so far to inform the Duke that Valentine and Sylvia may elope in order to remove his rival, Valentine. As a result, Valentine is banished from Milan. Meanwhile, the lovesick Julia, who's always deeply in love with Proteus, disguises herself as a young man named Sebastian and travels to Milan to find Proteus. Proteus continues to woo Sylvia, but Sylvia remains in love with Valentine. Sylvia then goes on her trip to find her banished Valentine. During her search for Valentine, Sylvia is kidnapped by a group of outlaws. Proteus comes to her rescue and asks for her love in return. Sylvia refuses. Somehow, we don't know how, Proteus tries to rape Sylvia. Valentine shows up and comes to her rescue. Somehow, we don't know how, Proteus comes to his senses and apologizes. This twist near the end of the story is a disappointment, which leads to the whimsical happy ending as a second disappointment. The ending goes like this. Valentine first offers Sylvia to Proteus because he thinks friendship is more important than romantic relationship. On second thoughts, no. Valentine decides that he is really in love with Sylvia. Sylvia's father, the Duke, suddenly becomes understanding. Sylvia then is free to marry the man she loves. As a result, Valentine suggests that the outlaws should be forgiven, he should marry Sylvia, and Proteus should marry Julia, who suffers so much for her love for Proteus. Such a cursory and farcical happy ending justifies Scudder's analysis that Two Gentlemen of Verona is one of Shakespeare's earliest works, one of his weaker comedies, and one with a very controversial ending that modern audience and readers find repellent. This is 5 Minutes with Elvin. I'll see you in class.